John Klingman grew up drawing.
From the time I was a little boy, I was always drawing, always thinking about it. And I've noticed with our students, it's the same kind of proclivity. So it's an interesting way to kind of think about entering a profession, perhaps, at least as in my case, before you had any idea what an architect was or what an architect did.
The impact of architects and architecture, though, hit John Klingman early on at his elementary school just outside Philadelphia.
That building was probably the reason that I became an architect. It was a fabulously designed building, probably the first one I spent a lot of time in outside of the home. One of those great modernist 1950s schools that were done all over the United States, single story, lots of glass, natural ventilation, beautiful daylight, just a wonderful place to inhabit.
John Klingman studied civil engineering at Tufts, then sandwiched 8 years at a Boston architectural firm between graduate school stints at Stanford and the University of Oregon. He came to New Orleans in 1983 to teach architecture at Tulane University.
And I think it's probably the best place in the U.S. to teach people about architecture because of the incredibly strong history and the environmental constraints that we're subject to. And you can see how people have dealt with this manifested from the late 18th century until 2012.
Contemporary architects in New Orleans have to come to terms with the city's large number of historically significant structures.
There are a couple of ways that architects address that. One way, which I don't think is particularly positive, is to try to emulate or copy elements of historic architecture. Another way is to simply ignore historic architecture and say it's a new time and therefore new buildings should be absolutely independent of the past. And the third way, which is really the one I'm most interested in, and the one in which many projects in the book demonstrate, is for buildings to have an empathy, a kind of sympathy, and a kind of relationship in facade or scale or environmental treatment or size of openings. There are many different ways it can be done, but to have some sort of relationship with neighboring buildings or with the idea of appropriate architecture for New Orleans.
John Klingman was and is always on the lookout for interesting new Crescent City structures to show his students, but wasn't finding much innovative work for them to tour through the 1980s. In the 90s, though, prospects started getting much better as New Orleans joined Amsterdam, San Francisco, Barcelona, and other cities around the world in developing numerous new buildings with intriguing designs. In 1997, Klingman started formally documenting his favorite projects for New Orleans Magazine's annual Best New Architecture article. He selected 80 structures built or redesigned in the last 15 years to detail in new in New Orleans architecture.
We're renowned for our music, worldwide actually. We're also renowned for our cuisine worldwide. And then people always mention New Orleans architecture, but they are always thinking of simply historic architecture. So part of the book's purpose is to say that we now have a critical mass of new buildings that show this attitude toward the future, but also an empathy with the past. In the last 15 years, architects have really produced some exceptional work, and I thought it was valuable to get it out in front of the public.
New Orleans architecture describes and richly illustrates with hundreds of color photographs buildings in four categories: office and commercial, schools and universities, institutions, and residences.
These new buildings are not concentrated in one part of town, and so there's an index by neighborhood in the back of the book, and there are exemplary contemporary buildings in Marigny and Uptown and in Metairie and in the West Bank, St. Bernard Parish, and in Central City and in Mid-City, in City Park. So they're really all over the place, and I think that's another reason that it's been really fun to put the book together and combine them all in one volume.
Registered architect and Tulane University architecture professor John P. Klingman, author of the handsome and informative new volume, New in New Orleans Architecture. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.